Hi, this is a dedication for Mr. Dominic Allen, D-O-M-I-N-I-C-A-L-L-E-N, Jr. Dominic Allen, Jr., date of birth is 2-6-93. Date of accident is 9-1-2011. Date of service is 6-9-2025. Patient report that he was involved in an automobile accident. While there was a gun shooting was going on as a restaurant driver. And he was driving a SUV Trailblazer. He hit a tree very hard. And in the process of saving himself, he was wearing a seatbelt, airbags deployed. There was a loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. The police and ambulance came to the scene, and he passed out at the time. Immediately after the accident, patient started having severe pains, and he has a long history of treatment, which he has not provided, and it will be should be released, and then further update in the history will be made. Mainly, he was treated at University of Michigan Ann Arbor and St. John Hospital and Beaumont Hospital. He underwent 11 surgeries for his right leg and the left leg that were fractured, compound fractures with multiple skin grafts. History of presenting illness. Patient reports that he's having a headaches which are occupying front and back. They are moderate. Five on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on, and they are constant, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise. Additional symptoms to be reported by the patient as of today is loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event. Denies any nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He denies any sleepwalking, loss of consciousness, or any dizziness, vertigo, taste problem, smell problem, or pain in the jaw. Further, he has no history of saddle anesthesia, no numbness or tingling anywhere, no lethargy, no incontinence of the urine bowel, denies any anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, or nightmares, no weakness, lightheadedness, difficulty walking. Currently, he reports a pain syndrome is he reports severe pain in the both legs. Right leg is 7, left leg is 8. Then he also reports some pain in the right shoulder, which is 5. The right elbow is 7, and right hand and fingers are 5. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heart burning, heavy. They vary from 3 to 8 in intensity, and ADLs are affected 10. Pain is improved by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, and improved by medications. He has some numbness and tingling in the right hand fingers, along with muscle weakness. And he's using a rollator walker. Pain in the lower back is reported to be 6. Neck pain is 5. And right shoulder pain is 5. Regarding the treatment, patient has been to University of Michigan Ann Arbor, where 11 surgeries were done for his legs. He also has been to Hendon Hospital. And a Beaumont Hospital. Please review the records for the system review, surgical history, allergies, he reports that he has 16 surgeries on the left leg and 8 on the right. Can you please correct the information that I reported earlier? He also had a surgery for elbow on the right side at St. John Hospital. At St. John, he also had a first surgery of the leg. Please review the record for family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, and personal history, and ADL, as well as the diagnosis page as well. Physical examination, blood pressure is 138 over 101, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'11". Weight is 260, temperature 98, respirator is 20. 32-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic care. He is not in any agony of pain. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with the rollator walker. Rest of the exam will come from the template. Skin, in the skin, please mention there's a ugly looking healed up wounds of the right and the left leg below the knee. It appears multiple surgeries have been done. Total skin grafting has been done and it looks decent. All healed up, no pus, no contusion. No abscess, nothing is visible. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination was not conducted as the patient was not able to comply due to the pain, or he couldn't stand well. The extremities examination, both the right and left leg appear to be humongously big, swollen, but no pitting edema. Peripheral pulses are good. There is no distal restriction of the circulation. He can move all his toes. The calf area on both sides is split open, but it is covered by the skin, which has healed up pretty good. Subsequently, he has had multiple surgeries. More surgeries were recommended, but he refused. Please review the records for the diagnosis. Plan of care is from the template treatment plan. The patient has been continuously been asking oxycodone 3 to 4 times a day to be given to him. We had an extensive discussion about the chronic pain issue. We suggested Suboxone. We suggested Belbuca. We suggested Butrans patches, but he just wanted Percocets only. It appeared that patient was not manageable for a long-term pain treatment, and he was merely seeking pain medications. He was advised that we could offer 7.5 milligram Percocet in the morning, followed by Trazodone in the evening, and he declined that offer also. So to me, it appears that he's seeking drugs for the pain, which do not know how much pain he has. We referred him back to his previous physician so that they can manage him. There is no reason for changing the physician as well. So it was it is how we have approached. We are discharging this patient from our care. Thank you.